The late American poet Maya Angelou wrote, "Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it." Christina and Tyler Marin are trained chefs who have found a recipe for their success. The couple have developed a spice blend, not too spicy or too hot, that gives a variety of foods such as salmon, chicken, beef, turkey, and even roasted pumpkin seeds a bit of pizzazz. The product is called The Spice is Right. It's also amazing as a Caesar rimmer, popcorn or French fry topper, Christina said. It pairs well sprinkled on fresh or cooked vegetable or in sour cream as a dip. We use it on everything we cook. It truly enhances the flavor of whatever it is you are cooking. Foodies love it and chefs can't cook without it. It's also gluten-free and keto-friendly. The spice mixture has a shelf life of 3 years, but Christina said customers usually go through a package fairly quickly. It won't last 3 years, before it is all used up, she said. Once you try it, it makes cooking so simple because it is all you need. Previously, the Marins, who met when they were taking the culinary course at Canadore College in North Bay, owned Grill Mark's Bistro and Golf and Country Club in Val Caron. By trial and error over a couple of months, the Marins developed a unique spice mixture that their customers loved. Family and friends were always asking for spice packages, Christina said. 2 years ago, after getting approval from the health department and designing the packaging, The Spice is Right was launched. Word of mouth and a Facebook page has helped to spread the news about this home-based business. Christina posts pictures and recipes on Facebook on a regular basis. The Spice is Right is available at shops from Manitoulin Island to Muskoka. 19 specialty stores in Greater Sudbury stock the blend, including Ramaco's Source for Adventure, Rusty Cellars, McGrow's Farms and Gardens, Kitchen Bits and Gourmet World. It can also be purchased at weekend farmers markets. The Marins hope to grow their distribution to 50 stores over the next year. Every store is having great success with sales, said Christina, a mother of 2 children. She is enjoying working from home after years of working long demanding hours at restaurants and running a business. Christina shares her recipe for a starting and running a successful business. Do a lot of research. Ask questions. Take baby steps, she advised. It will not be easy, but it is wonderful to do something you love. It won't feel like work. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer. Success is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.